Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at the 2019 Manitoba Swine Seminar. My guest is Dr. Mark Knauer, a swine extension specialist with North Carolina State University. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Knauer.
Thanks, Bruce.
As part of the 2019 Manitoba Swine Seminar, you discussed the topic, technologies to measure sow condition. First of all, how important is the condition of the sow, both in terms of health and reproductive performance, and in terms of the ability to rear healthy piglets?
It's a good question, Bruce. So if your farm is doing a pretty good job scoring body condition is perhaps not that important to you because you're already doing a good job. However, if your sows are overly fat or overly thin, you're leaving a lot of dollars on the table.
What do producers need to be targeting to achieve ideal condition? And where do those targets need to fall and why?
Essentially, we have developed a tool, the sow body condition caliper, where we've related the caliper to subsequent reproductive performance and found an ideal body condition in relation to reproduction. And so people need to target the body condition that maximizes reproduction. That in turn will improve animal well-being, it will reduce feed costs, and improve reproductive throughput.
And what parameters will be influenced by hitting those ideal targets, and how?
Good question. By hitting those ideal targets, you're going to reduce your gestation feed intake, which should also increase your lactation feed intake, but your lactation feed intake costs should be offset by better subsequent reproductive throughput in relation to better farrowing rate and better subsequent litter size.
What are the consequences of over-conditioning or under-conditioning?
Over-conditioned sows are animal well-being issues. You don't want sows that are under-conditioned. It doesn't look good. Those sows are going to have poor subsequent farrowing rate. And then fat sows, they're going to have higher pre-weaning mortality and higher feed costs as well.
How does the sow body condition caliper actually work, and what does it consist of?
It's very simple. The concept behind the caliper is, and it relates to any animal, whether it's a dog, a horse, or a cow, that an animal that is very thin, is very lean, and doesn't have a lot of muscle, is going to be very angular over the top. As an animal adds fat and muscle, its top becomes wider and flatter. So the caliper just simply measures the angle of the top line. And so you just find the last rib on the sow and measure the angle, and it gives you a reading of whether that sow is too thin, too fat, or just right.
How has this new technology changed the equation? How has it helped producers in meeting those ideal targets?
So up until recently, the majority of sows in the world are scored using visual body condition. We've seen a rapid uptake in people using the sow caliper the last several years, meaning a higher percentage of sow farms are using objective tools. And again, if a herd is already doing a good job, they're not going to see much improvement. But if a herd is way over conditioned, they're going to see huge savings and increased profitability.
Where was this tool developed and over what time frames?
I actually worked for the National Pork Board for 1 year and came up with the concept there. And so the original drawings were done about 8 years ago to the day. And then we developed prototypes and related to subsequent reproductive performance. And it's probably been for sale for about 5 years now.
How important is the ability to meet these targets start to finish, and what are the consequences of getting off track?
Yeah, it's important to keep sows in ideal body condition throughout. Again, if you get sows that are over-conditioned, it's going to increase your piglet mortality, reduce your reproductive throughput, and increase your feed costs.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I'd just like to thank the committee for the Manitoba Swine Seminar for the opportunity to visit with everybody today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Mark Knauer, a swine extension specialist with North Carolina State University. At the 2019 Manitoba Swine Seminar for Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.